Have you ever known a rose that chose to dress no thorn? Only when exposed can trepid bones hope to disclose such blessed warmth. Calling all occupants of planet Earth to scatter seed and have a word with every nagging burden caught in travesty. Calling all occupants of planet Earth to scatter seed and have a word with every nagging burden caught in travesty. Beneath the veil, the inkwell bled, the word farewell to parchment sped. Red wine of disclosure spilled to all of those who wished him ill. The mystic will within his palm had been accused of wishing harm. His heart had sunken at the news, the drunken lies of lips abused, of waste of proof dishonesty and other crude atrocities. Beneath the veil, the inkwell bled, a suit of tenebrosity. His life seemed way too short for animosity. Besides, to seek divorce from deep remorse, relieved his thoughts, wherein he sought to glean the source of purest prophecy. Calling all occupants of planet Earth to scatter seed and have a word with every nagging burden caught in travesty, travesty, travesty. Calling all occupants of planet Earth to scatter seed and have a word with every nagging burden caught in travesty. The blackest night had long since passed, since vessels sailed at halfway mast, a distant tide through waters calmed in honor of the fallen. Thus while the skies were overcast, his measured breath contested last at death's request, the inkwell bled, still life became his calling. Ill-timed demise, no wise surprise, hereby assigned a sight to rise, to fight for life, find shade to braid, revitalize the fate away. To die for art with wild break, to bleed true heart beneath the veil, to lift his reddened palms and say, I wish to see no harm around. Occupants of planet Earth to scatter seed and have a word with every nagging burden caught in travesty. Calling all occupants of planet Earth to scatter seed and have a word with every nagging burden caught in travesty. Travesty, travesty. To live and breathe deliberately, inkwell bled felicitously, wishing only to negate a hate, but late to open space, appropriate a tone and shade of love felt unconditionally. Love felt unconditionally. Love felt unconditionally. To die for art with wild brave, to shine a light through rising waves, enticing rays of hope afloat with eyes ablaze. A poet wrote, admiring gaze, unbroken flow, devising ways for broken bones to go for broke, abiding pain, remain the night and heal. This hiding place is space to thrive, remind, embrace, to take a dive. This blind is faith, the dying race to find a way to feel. The mystic will within his palm, the word farewell crossed out. The scribe then wept for treasure tears, sincerely blessed devout. The blackest night long since passed, since vessels sailed at halfway mast, to distant tides through waters calmed in honour of the fallen. Thus while the skies were overcast, his measured breath contested last, at death's request the inkwell bled, still life became his calling. His calling, his calling. Beneath the veil, the inkwell bled, a pile of leaves to rest his head, fell home without a shadow of a doubt. This brought about the end of 40 days and nights of drought. Calling all occupants of planet Earth to scatter seed and have a word with every nagging burden caught in travesty. Travesty. Calling all occupants of planet Earth.